That's good. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, happy Father's Day. For the next several moments, we want to get into the scriptures. Now, last week I talked to you about yielding. And you might think power tools, get the job done, might have nothing to do with yielding to the Holy Spirit. Or because we talked about what does it take to yield, and it takes submission, right?
Yep.
Sensitivity and action. Submission or humility, I used both of those terms, humbling ourselves, knowing that, hey, God, you're God. My flesh might be real strong. My flesh might want something that I'm not supposed to have, right? If you've ever tried to lose weight, your flesh wants what? Food and chocolate. We just fed all the men chocolate. So, okay. So, they're getting me set up here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God.
Sure they can see it.
So, this morning, God just put on my heart about power tools. Mm. Power tools. Now, it's Father's Day, right?
Yep.
So, a lot of fathers are going to be receiving power tools.
Correct.
Yep. I mean, correct. It is probably, besides ties, and I'm not wearing one today, besides ties and socks and things of that nature, no. It's probably, you know, the Home Depot gift card, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Or you know, in fact, if you go to Home Depot on the Saturday before Father's Day, you take your life into your hands, okay?
Right.
It's a different, I mean, those ladies and those families are buying up the stuff, and oh my goodness, it's pretty incredible. But, you know, as I was thinking about, we're on a journey as a church, we're on a journey to really obey the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to us within the last couple of months, that we're a Holy Ghost church and we're a word church and we're a faith church. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that it's a supernatural power of God that is going to put us over every single time. And so there are tools that God gives us. And we're going to find out about that today. We're going to find out about some of those tools. I've asked Adam and I've asked Ron LaCorey to display some of their tools up here. Now, these are power tools. Say power tools.
Power tools.
Okay. Now, you could hammer a nail with just a hammer. Now, I have two grandfathers that are in heaven, and they both were carpenters. And they knew how to swing a hammer. I mean, they knew how to swing a hammer. Boom, one shot, the nail was in. Whereas me, I'm like, you know, bending it, you know, hitting my thumb, you know, that kind of thing. But I mean, especially both my grandfathers, actually, one being a boat builder and one being a carpenter, more of a, you know, carpenter building houses. Both of them ended up building houses and things of that nature. But when they hit a hammer, I mean, that nail went in. And that's it. It's just like one and done. One and done. Well, these days, because that art, and it is a skill, it is an art, that's kind of gone away. Ron, what do they use now, Ron? Can you come on up here, Ron? They use some things.
Yay, Ron.
Yay, Ron. Let's give him up. This is another one of the fathers in the house. He's a grandfather. How many grandchildren you got?
Three
grandchildren, right? So now what? Now, Ron used to work for one of those big box stores. We won't tell you which one. So this why some of the collection is up here, right? So show me which one they would use if they're not going to use a regular hammer. Ooh.
16-gauge nail gun.
So this is a nail gun. This is not the kind of guns that are all the controversy right now, but this is a nail gun, right?
Yes.
So you could build a house pretty quickly with this, right?
Well, with a bigger gun, yes.
A bigger.
Bigger than this?
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus. That's big. All right. Well, so these are powered by something, though, right?
By an air compressor.
Or what else?
Well, they do make them that run by gas or by battery.
By gas or battery. Okay, thank you so much. You can put that down. I might, Ron, just have a seat like in the front there, because I might need you to explain something else, okay? Oh, we got all these power tools up here. Let's go before the Father in prayer. This is fun. This is going to be fun. Trust me. Trust me. You never know what's going to happen at Westchester Family Church. You don't want to miss it, okay? Either online or in person. Okay, here we go. Father, thank you for our time together. Thank you for the word that's coming forth in due season. Father, I thank you that you've got a word for every single person under the sound of my ears, both male or female. Father, I thank you. You've got a word for us. And Lord, we reach out by faith right now and we receive that word in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. We're talking about power tools. Power tools get the job done. So I want you to all help me out with this phrase, get the job done. Say it out loud. Say, get the job done, right? Hallelujah. Look at that verse. His divine power has given to us, that's you and me, all things that pertain to what?
Life
and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Oh, man, I'll tell you, that verse right there, you can just bank this verse that God's given you everything you need. Say, everything you need.
Everything you need.
Now, I was talking to Ron last night. I was also talking to Adam, and I know there's some other men in here who like tools. All the men in here who like tools. There's not a man who doesn't like tools. And is there ever enough tools, guys?
No.
Thank you. Thank you, whoever said that. Let me hear it again. Is there ever enough tools?
No.
No, there's never enough tools, right? Never enough. You know, Vector, during the pandemic, we were decluttering in our house, okay? And the garage was my domain, and it had gotten way out of hand. Say, way out of hand.
Way out of hand.
It was not good. It was not good. We couldn't find anything. It was... Randy, was it out of hand?
Oh.
Leave it to family to tell tales on you, right? So we go to decluttering the garage. Decluttering the garage. So we went through this process. And my son, Andrew, came to me at the time, and he was helping us decluttering. He's got a great mind for decluttering and organization. So he's helping us. And he comes to me one day, and he says, Dad, you have, how many was it? I think it was in the 50s or 60s. He said, I think you have 50 plus,
63.
Maybe 63 screwdrivers.
Never enough screwdrivers.
Yes, I've been vindicated.
Is that all?
So we put all the screwdrivers, and we're not talking about power tools at the moment, just regular hand screwdrivers. I don't even think we have one here.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Andrew laid them all out on a table very nice and neatly, and he separated them by size and by, like, size and length and type, right? And some of them were old. Some of them were passed down from my grandfathers. You know,
wow.
I inherited them. And some of them were pretty old. And some of them were new. And some of them I didn't realize I didn't have them. And I bought more of them. Any guys in here know about that? Any guys in here know about that? That sometimes when you're going through the checkout line at that box store... And you're like, I might need a screwdriver. I don't know where that one is. Did I lend that to somebody? And boom, yeah. Growing up in my house, my dad always, he was not a woodworker. He was more of a car guy. So he had car tools, lots of them. Car tools and car parts. I think he still has a lot of car parts that my mom would like him to declutter, I'm sure. But I digress. So, Andrew says to me, you have 50 some odd, 60, I don't even remember now. He says, Dad, I looked at him, I go, yeah. And he says, you want my help, right? I'm like, reluctantly. And I said, yeah. And he says, you can have half. You have to get rid of half. I was like, half, really? I don't know, Andrew. So we kind of came up with a compromise. I think I ended up with about 47 that I kept, something like that. And I put them all in the drawer nice and neat. And so we did that. But here's the thing. You can never have enough tools. And God gives us everything we need. Did you know that? But again, going back to, if we're going to yield to the Holy Spirit, we will never know what those tools are unless we're sensitive. Now, tools, power tools especially, what do? They
get the job done.
Randy's hooked up here. All right, let's try that again. Power tools
get the job done.
They get the job done, don't they? Well, God says in his word, 2 Peter, right, chapter 1, that his divine power, that his divine dunamis, his power, like we get the word dynamite, has given to us everything that pertains to life. That means living your life. And godliness. What is godliness? Godliness means, and we talked about this last week, saying no to your flesh. You see, we're not taught enough about the flesh and all of its desires and all of the stuff that flesh does. We don't teach enough about that, and we don't disciple people along those lines. So it's real easy to get deceived, to just listen to the voice of the body rather than listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and use, oh my goodness, it's heavy. This, use a power tool to power through the flesh. God gives you tools to overcome what's going on in your flesh, to quiet your mind, to quiet the voices of the body, and to actually overcome, because again, you're a spirit being. You're a spirit being. Now, why are tools so important? Well, tools get a job done, right? Say, get the job done. Well, first of all, what job are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be doing? Well, we're supposed to be living our life in all godliness as Christians. That means there's a godly standard to live by, right? That means that we learn to renew our minds by what? The washing of the water of the Word. The Word of God tells us in Romans chapter 12 to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. That means what? That means it's dead. Come on. Living sacrifice? That's kind of a dichotomy, right? A sacrifice means it's dead, but yet it's living. It's because your body has a voice. Your flesh has a voice. You can either choose to listen to it or not listen to it. And I don't know about you, but I want to use the power tools to power through and actually get over to the other side so I can live my life in all godliness to the glory of God. So that's a personal assignment on that level. But on the bigger level, turn with me, if you would, to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. And you're probably familiar with this verse if you've been a Christian for any length of time. In Mark chapter 16, we see another iteration, if you will, a different way of saying what our mission, what our project is. Home Depot, I said it, sorry, and Lowe's, how about that? I'll do both. And even the Ace Hardware store down the street. Okay, got them all in there. They are always advertising during this time of year, projects, 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 projects. How many know what I'm talking about? Right? Projects. The last several months, God has been saying to our church, assignments, assignments. I've heard it several times. I heard it from Pastor Christine. I heard it several times in prayer coming out, assignments, assignments, assignments. I heard an assignment for our church in the early part of the year to be the most encouraging church around, that you go to that church and you're going to get encouraged. You're going to feel encouraged, right? And that's one of the things that we're going to do, is we're going to be encouraging. That's what the church does. The church is supposed to be God's body on earth, right, his expression, to build the believer up and to send them out. If you expect the pastor or the leaders just to do all the projecting, then that's not it. That's not it. You see, God has a project for you. He's got a prayer project, maybe. Maybe he's got a ministry project. Maybe he's got something in your heart. He's got an assignment. Assignments and projects can be used interchangeably, right? You might be going to school. You might be going to school for a particular career, but God's still got an assignment for you. God's still got an assignment for you, right, Mark? He's still got an assignment for you, right? So there's an assignment that might be on your life. There's an assignment or a project that God has for our church. So Mark chapter 16. And notice what it says in Mark. Chapter 16, we're going to go ahead and look at verse 15 at first. Verse 15. Thank you, Lord. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach. That means proclaim the gospel, which is good news. What? To every creature. Say, power tools. Get the job done. Right? Now watch what happens in verse 16. Verse 16. And these signs. Right? I'm sorry. He who believes and is baptized. Sorry, I got my head of myself. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe, what? Will be condemned. There is a right way. There is a way to heaven. And there is a real hell. There really is. And verse 16 says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Next verse, verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. Verse 18. And they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Keep going, verse 19. And so then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Verse 20, I want you to get this. And they went out, preached everywhere. What did they do? They proclaimed everywhere, right? They proclaimed what? The gospel. And look at what that second part of that verse says. The Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs. That means the power tools. So if the power tools were necessary for the early church, how much more necessary are they for us? Right? So, Adam, come on up here real quick.
Adam.
Praise God for men in the church. Praising God for faithful men in the church. You're a faithful man. Hallelujah. God loves you. You're a faithful man. He's proud of you. He's proud of you. Now, so you brought some tools. Bring out that big thing, whatever that is. That's a power tool. I want to see that. Okay. Let's make sure that people on the camera can see it. So, I don't know if you can see this. Adam, what is it?
Well, so help see what I'm doing.
You gotta lower it.
It's a portable work light, so if you're down in the hole or just in an area where there's no lights.
All right, you gotta lower it down. All right. Okay. Okay. Light.
That's good. Light.
Light. Light. Now, all of these things that are power tools up here, they have, what do they have, Ron? Ron, what do they have in them?
They're battery powered.
They're battery powered. What do we have to do with the batteries?
We have to charge them once in a while.
You got to keep your batteries charged, don't you? Oh my goodness. So we have power tools that are available to us, church, but we got to keep our batteries charged. Ooh. Jude, only one chapter in Jude. Turn to verse 20 of Jude. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You guys, You guys, these are awesome. So you got to keep the charge going, right? So Adam, if this thing, this light, is not charged, what happens?
I'm gonna bang my fingers.
You're gonna bang your fingers in the dark. If this thing, what is this? Ron, what is this? Tell me what this is. Okay, that's a saw. Woo! That's a saw. That's a power saw. Wow. Yeah. All right. Not. Okay. So you got to keep that away, right? So you can cut through things with this, right? Got to cut through things. That's awesome. So power tools will cut through things, right? But notice what verse 20 says. It says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith." Praying what? In the Holy Spirit. You guys can sit down. Thank you so much. Give them a hand. All right. Okay. So, if power tools were necessary for the early church, they are necessary for us to use. But here's the good news. Every one of us have power tools to
get the job done.
Get the job done. Yeah. Every one of us have access to them. They're not just for the professional minister. They're not just for the church leader. They're not just for the preacher. You say, I'll never preach. I don't want to preach. Some people, they don't want to preach. That's not their thing. But man, they are so passionate about God that they're writers. Maybe they're writers. There's a young man that I went to school with. He lived next door to me. He's an amazing Christian author right now. One of the top Christian authors. Why? Because he has a passion to write. He's not a speaker. He's a writer. So God has an assignment. Say assignment.
Assignment.
Say project.
Project.
And he's giving you what? Tools to get the job done. Silvio, come on up here. Shout out to Silvio. We got some men in the house. I love it. Father's Day, we got men in the house, right? All right. So we're going to move this out of the way, Sylvia. Sylvia, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in other tongues, changed your life in a dramatic way. Am I right? So about 10 years ago, you had open heart surgery.
Quadruple
bypass. 10 years ago. Tell us real quick what happened.
How did it happen? Not eating right, that's one thing.
Yeah.
No, when I was in the surgery, after I got my surgery, I felt something bubbling in my stomach. And I told my wife, something is wrong. And then I blanked out, back into the OR, and lights, everything shut off. Everything was like I'm looking at myself. Wow. And the pastor goes, see, pray it out, you know how to do it, freaking tongue. So I was trying, intubated, you can't speak to that.
Yeah.
So all I hear is Pastor Christine, pray it out, you know how to do it. So I started going, and then all of a sudden, the lights came back, and I was clear as daylight.
Praise
I woke
God.
Up out of it. I mean, I can see myself.
Praise God. He actually flatlined,
flat-lined.
And they had to shock you, right?
Yeah.
And you saw yourself leave your body.
Yeah.
And you heard Pastor Christine's voice pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, pray in tongues. You know how
and,
to do it.
And at that exact moment,
how's the jump start?
We had gotten word from Iris, Silvio's wife.
We were at home.
I was recovering from brain surgery. We got word we need to pray for Silvio.
We're in Brewster,
New York. We got the word, a text, I think, or something. I don't remember. Oh, Pastor Christine spoke to Iris. You need to pray. So what did we do? We went to praying. What did we do? We prayed in the Holy Ghost. At that same exact time that he is flatlining, going through this, leaving his body, seeing himself lift up off of the table, seeing them working on him, and then he hears, pray in the Holy Ghost. You got to keep your battery charged. Go back up to that verse, if you would, please. Thank you so much, Sylvia. Give him a hand. Praise God. I'm almost done. I know it's Father's Day. I'm almost done. I want to encourage you. The power tools are available to you. We're going to keep talking about these things, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. T.L. Osborne said this about the gospel. T.L. Osborne was a famous healing evangelist, missionary evangelist, all over mostly Africa and a little bit, I think, in India. But T.L. Osborne, one of the great men of faith, just got a hold of some truths. He was a spirit-filled man. And one of the things he said at a service, he actually was quoted as saying something I thought was very profound. And this is going back to tools to get the job done, right? Tools to get the job done. And one of the things that he said, he said the gospel not only needs to be preached, but it needs to be demonstrated. It needs to be preached and demonstrated. You say, well, we're just supposed to walk in love to everybody. That's true. And we need to do a much better job of that. Because love is awesome. Love is amazing. Love is the greatest of these, right? But we also know from the Word of God, that the Apostle Paul told us in 2 Corinthians, go ahead and turn with me if you would to 2 Corinthians. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the Apostle Paul said it wasn't just about, being smart with our words. You know, the world has all kinds of ways of saying things and doing things, and we sometimes refer to the world as them. We do this big separation thing. And I do it. You've all done it at some point. But I want you to know that God's power and his power tools are not limited to the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. But he gives us power tools to get the job done. What is the job? To go into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. We haven't done it yet. We're in the middle of doing it. Yes, that's true. We're in the middle of doing it. But we need to not only preach the word of God, but we need to demonstrate it. So the word of God tells us, hallelujah, right here, amen, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, hallelujah, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. He said, my preaching, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, my preaching did not come to you in enticing words of men's wisdom, but it came to you in demonstration and power. In demonstration and power. 2 Corinthians, I got that right. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse. Did I get that? No. Sorry. I apologize. 2 Corinthians. Thank you. Hallelujah. Are you with me today?
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging on. Thank God. I wrote it down wrong. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Here we go. We're going to get the job done, right? Get the job done. All right. That's what I'm looking for, sorry. There it is. 1 Corinthians, not 2 Corinthians. I wrote it down wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. And brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. For I was with you in weakness and fear, verse 4, and my speech, my preaching, were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Dunamis. In demonstration of the Spirit. That word demonstrate, or is to show off. It is to... It is to give credit. It's to set forth. It's to shine a light on. It's the power tools that God actually confirms his word that is preached. That is why some people, they study the lives of some of the healing evangelists. What did they preach on? They preached on healing. What did they get in the end? Healing. Oral Roberts preached a message of healing. Massive crowds got healed because he preached on what? Healing. Jesus spoke of healing as the children's bread, something that we could all grab a hold of, right? Power tools get the job done. F.F. Bosworth, a famous writer, he put it this way. He said healing was the dinner bell of the gospel. In other words, signs, wonders, and miracles are what caused people to follow Jesus. They followed him into the country without food, without some water, without the necessary components to live, because they wanted to see more. They wanted to hear his words. They wanted to see this man. God wants to do that with all of us, if we'll be that container of power. But we've got to keep our battery charged in order to access the power tools. In order to access the power tools. So when we pray in the Holy Spirit, we pray in other tongues, the Bible tells us that we're actually charging up, recharging our spirit, and we become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Last week, we talked about how we have to have a humility to do that. We got to put our flesh down, what our flesh wants. I want this. I feel that. I want this. My opinion is that. No, you put that down, and you say, Jesus, you're Lord, right? You're sensitive to what is happening, and God and the Holy Spirit tell you what power tool you need to be using. So if I went to go build a house, I don't think I could build a house with this.
I don't think so.
I mean, I could probably do some things, but I could change a tire.
Yes, you could.
Right? I could change a tire, but I'm not going to be able to build a house. So when we're sensitive to the right tool at the right time, that's what it is. And so these next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about all the gifts of the Spirit and what they can do. Because I think a lot of times we don't even know what they can do. We don't talk about them enough to know what they can do. We don't talk about, oh, wait a second, there's a gift of discernment? Wait, there's a gift of healing? There's gifts, plural, of healing, meaning God can use a bunch of different ways to heal. Yes. Wow, that means some gifts have different varieties. I've got some red-labeled tool power tools up here. I've got some yellow-labeled ones up here. And they're all battery-powered. They all got to have power. They all have to have power. Yes. The gifts of the Spirit are operated through the believer. They don't operate by themselves. These tools will not build a house without a person wielding the tool. Oh, come on, church. Because power tools
get the job done.
Power tools get the job done. They get the job done. I believe God wants us to get the job done, don't you?
Amen.
All right, so power tools. Power tools. That's what we're going to talk about. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Why is it important to pray in the Holy Ghost? We've been talking a lot about that. You want to experience and learn more of that? Get here at our prayer time on Sunday mornings at 10:20, and you're going to learn more, you're going to hear more, and you're going to experience more, and you're going to be more sensitive to the Holy Ghost, and you're going to be more sensitive to the power gifts, because the power gifts are going to get the job done. Amen? Praise God. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Father God, for the encouragement that you give each one of us as we follow you, as we build up our most holy faith in praying in other tongues and in accessing all the power tools that are available to us through the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, that you confirm the word with signs following. You demonstrate the word not through how smart we are, how good at arguing we are, how well researched we are, how many TikTok videos we've seen, how many things we've researched online, but God, that your Holy Spirit makes us smart. And Lord, if we'll just learn to speak what you say and do what you do, we're going to have the same kind of results where you confirm the word with signs following. Thank you for miracles in our midst. Thank you, Father God, for being glorified on this Father's Day. Our Father's Day greeting goes back up to you saying, Lord, we love you and happy Father's Day. We want to make you shine in this world and lift you up in the name of Jesus. If anybody in this place needs to recommit your life to Jesus or you're watching online, I want to give you an opportunity to just recommit your life to Him. You might have known the Lord at one point, but you've walked away. You've just done your own thing. You've listened more to your flesh than you've listened to Him. God loves you so much. He's not beating you up. He's saying, come on home. Come on home. And if that's you, I want you to lift up your hand in this place and say, I need to come back. I need to come back. If that's you, lift your hand. Anybody in this place, praise God. If you're here and you've never asked Jesus Christ in your life, you can lift up your hand in this place. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and that's never been something that you've had, and you desire to access that power, I want you to lift up your hand. Say, that's me. I want to be prayed for today. Anybody at all? Praise God. Let's just pray a simple prayer of dedication and consecration this morning. Right now, I'm just going to pray this simple prayer out loud. Say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I know that Jesus is the Son of God. He died for my sins. There is no other way to heaven whereby men can be saved. And so, Father, I call out to Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, to forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus forgave me, and I receive that forgiveness right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I call Jesus my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer online with us or in this place, I want you to let us know. If you need special prayer or ministry, I'm going to be available to you after service for a little bit. We say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. We say happy Juneteenth for tomorrow's celebrations. Have a great time with your family. Be blessed in your coming and your going. That's what we're going to speak over our church right now. Stand to your feet. We're going to say this sending out verse right now. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121, 7 and 8. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day.